Governor Pat McCrory has declared a state of emergency in the city of Charlotte, this after a second night of violent protests in the city. The demonstrations began after police shot and killed Keith Lamont Scott, a 43-year-old African-American. Last night, a second civilian was shot at the protests. That person is now on life support. City officials say it was a civilian, not an officer, who fired the shot. But as WFAE's Tom Bullock reports, that didn't matter to protesters.
This latest round of protests started peacefully, says 31-year-old Eddie Thomas.
It was all cool. The bike cops was cool with it until riot cops came out. And once the riot cops came out, within 5 minutes, you had a young man on the ground bleeding.
Thomas is a public defender here in Charlotte. He came, he said, to help keep the peace between protesters and police. But the peace was not kept.
You know, I saw that young man on the ground. I saw his eyes rolling in the back of his head. I'll never get that image out of my mind, man.
Thomas was talking about a still unidentified man who was shot and critically injured. City officials say it was a civilian, not a police officer, who fired the shot, but offered no further details. There were hundreds of protesters on the street last night. Originally, it was about the police shooting death of a 43-year-old African-American named Keith Lamont Scott. He was killed Tuesday afternoon. Police say he was holding a gun. His family says he was holding a book. But the anger over Scott's death was quickly overtaken when word of last night's shooting spread from person to person. They again blamed the police.
They want to hurt us. Y'all got all that money.
The situation escalated. More riot police were called in, banging their batons against their shields as they walked in line before stopping at an intersection, where protesters met them, yelling just inches from the officers' faces. The police stood silently for a time, then threw concussion grenades and tear gas canisters. A steady breeze carried the gas throughout the crowd. The protesters retreated down the street, regrouped, and went back again and again.
Here comes round three of tear gas. The crowd is now throwing them back. The police then kick it back towards the crowd.
More would follow. Some protesters threw bottles of water, trash cans, even plants they ripped from the ground at police. They smashed car windows and doors. At least four officers were injured. Today, some businesses are telling their employees to work from home. And with the governor's emergency declaration, members of the North Carolina National Guard will soon deploy on Charlotte City streets. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.